Welcome back to Travel Bags with Nina and Friends. Now, travel today does still exist. Yep, there are some small pockets of travel around the U.S. And as mandates are lifted and, of course, our confidence is strengthened, I think more travelers will be back out there ready to go to their favorite spots and have those vacations that they've been dreaming about while we've been on the shelter in place. Now, I asked my friends over at Expedia, what trends are they seeing now? Nisreen Atassi joined me to talk about just that, travel today. And as the global head of communications for Brand Expedia and the host of Out Travel the System podcast, now she draws from her experiences living and traveling abroad, plus her insider knowledge, which is what we're going after today. So listen to my conversation with Nisreen. And we started off with me asking her just simply what's going on at Expedia. What are some of the things that they are seeing right now? So tell me, what's kind of going on for you all as an, you know, online travel source for people to come and learn more about places to go as well as book travel? So what are you guys experiencing right now?
So as someone who loves to travel, I'm as much sort of interested in this space as everyone else is. And while we don't exactly know sort of when travel will come back, we do know that people like yourself are starting to think about that sort of next travel tip and travel trip that they can take and where they might be able to go and when they might be able to take that. And really at the end of the day, when it comes down to is traveler preference and government restrictions sort of being in place or being lifted. And so right now what we're doing is we're just trying to keep our eye on the space. And when travelers are ready to sort of start booking again, making sure that we are serving up the right type of information for them and helping them to understand the types of bookings that we might recommend, given things might be a little bit uncertain.
At Expedia, I mean, you guys are booking not only just airline travel and hotels, but you also book other things as well. So what are some of the things that people can book when they visit your site?
Yeah, absolutely. So we always recommend booking a package because especially with Expedia, the more you book with us, the more you save. So
that's right.
That sort of that bundling mentality is something that we really try to push because it's absolutely true. So we offer everything from lodging, obviously air transportation, but we also offer activities and car rentals as well.
So are you seeing any booking of travel where people are looking into 2021 or are people just kind of not thinking of travel right now?
Yeah, I would definitely say that people are thinking about travel for sure. You know, right now we looked at some of our search data and people are absolutely looking at some of the more common holiday destinations. So Las Vegas, Hawaii, Orlando definitely seem to be of interest to Americans. You know, I think a lot of people might be looking for some of those warmer weather destinations. When we look at international, we're seeing places like Mexico and the Caribbean really start to dominate the list. I think there's a variety of customers out there. So some are looking for travel in late summer and fall. And then there's also some who are looking much further ahead. So it really just depends on, you know, the time frame that you're looking to travel in. And if you're a traveler that likes to book things a little bit longer, then people are definitely sort of falling into their usual booking habits, I would say. Even within the United States, I think some states are going to be lifting restrictions sooner than others. So we might see certain parts of the country start to travel a little bit more than other parts. I think definitely what we are most likely going to see is people looking to travel a little bit closer to home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at the very least, I think we'll probably start to see travelers start to look at road trips potentially. You know, various driving destinations that might be 5 or even 10 hours away. You know, I think after that, we might see some interstate domestic travel. And then, you know, hopefully after that, we'll see international start to pick up as well. But I think, like you said, it really depends on the traveler. And our advice is to always do what makes you the most comfortable. I know, you know, I have a lot of family in Chicago, and they're talking about maybe driving to another state so that they don't have to fly. So they're looking at you know, those road trips, but a little bit of a longer haul as an alternative.
Have you all gotten a sense of really how tour operators are being affected by all of this? I would think they must really be biting their nails.
Yeah, you know, everybody in the travel industry has been impacted by this, unfortunately. But what we are seeing with some of our attractions and sort of theme parks for, you know, the likes of Disney, for example, they have extended the use of any existing tickets for a whole year. So if you had a trip booked, let's say to Disney next month, and you've decided to cancel for obvious reasons, that ticket will still be valid for the course of a year. So even the activities and attractions are working to be as flexible as they can with travelers.
Now, what about car rentals or airlines and some other travel that may have been booked sort of out in advance? Are people able to get refunds or sort of change the dates for travel and things like that?
Yeah, it really just depends on the provider that you booked with. Everyone's got their own policy right now, and it's a little bit hard to tell anything that's further out than 30 days at this point. What we're seeing is that our partners are giving us policies for basically the next 30 days. So they're taking it 1 month at a time, because I think there's a level of uncertainty as well that they have. So what we're recommending to customers who have travel booked, you know, at this point beyond the month of May, is to wait a little bit longer until it's a little bit closer to your trip date, to see what kind of policies might be applied to your bookings. Because if you check right now, there may not be any flexibility. But if you check back in, let's say, 2 weeks, it's very possible that you might be eligible to sort of cancel for credit or potentially for a refund. So it's definitely something that's changing every day. And we 100% advise travelers to just keep aware of the policies that their travel providers are giving them.
Well, you know, that is so true what you're saying, because, I mean, this whole situation really seems to change every day. I mean, we get updates every day, and sometimes we wonder, well, wait a minute, yesterday they said something quite different, and now today they're saying something totally different from what they said 2 weeks ago. So there is a lot of uncertainty. And I would think also, too, there just might be this whole thing around trust and confidence. We move back into planning trips and planning vacations and just getting back out there. But I think the traveling public's really going to need to feel as though they can trust and have confidence as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's why we're seeing a lot of our travel partners right now implementing some really flexible policies. So for new bookings, there are a handful of airlines right now who, you know, if you purchase a booking between now and a certain date, they will waive all change fees if you choose to change it in the future. So they're trying to really cater to customers. I think so much of the travel industry is inflexible at times, especially when we're talking about airlines. And we're at a really pivotal moment where the tables are turning a little bit, and they're taking that lens of flexibility because, as you said, they know that they need to really build that confidence and trust with travelers. Mm-hmm. And they recognize that during these uncertain times, flexibility is really key, and it really matters right now. So we're encouraging our customers to, when they come to our site, to try and find lodging and flights that have that sort of free cancellation or are waiving change fees. We've added a lot of messaging to help customers really identify which options have those flexible policies for them. You can even now search for hotels with free cancellation. So we're really encouraging customers to try and find those options, because we believe that it's going to help them out in the long run. And because nobody really knows sort of what's going to happen in the near term.
Great insight to what's going on now and how we will travel when it's full speed ahead with booking travel. Now, I asked Nasreen to stick around because I want to know more about the cruises, because I sure love to cruise. And sit tight, because we'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing.